With Cam Newton, the Panthers run the read option, the zone read, whatever you want to call it. But you know who had the two longest runs in the Carolina game? Aaron Jones. And he got them the old-fashioned way, by running hard behind good blocking. Let's take a look. Now, this is really basic, fundamental football. The Packers want Corey Linsley and Jahri Evans to be responsible for these two Panthers. And the key man is the defensive lineman. He goes inside, Corey takes him. He goes outside, Evans takes him. And if you'll notice, he goes outside, Evans takes him, and Corey's up on the linebacker. It's called the combination block. And if executed properly, like those guys just did, the defense should never be right. But the crux of the matter on this play is the backside. And you talk about simple. Lane Taylor, one-on-one with that guy. David Bakhtiari, one-on-one with that guy. Just get a helmet on him and drive. And just what Taylor's doing and just what Bakhtiari's doing. And look at this cutback lane for Jones. And he's running hard through it, so Thomas Davis can't catch him. Peppers can't catch him because Bakhtiari was blocking him. And by the time Jones gets done spinning downfield and getting a little more help from his friends, he's gained 23 big yards. Just two plays later, it's like the Packers are running the same play to the other side. This time it's going to be Taylor and Linsley taking care of these two Panthers. And remember earlier when I said, hey, defensive lineman goes inside, Corey's got him. Watch him. Defensive lineman inside, Corey's got him. And Taylor's up on the linebacker. The backside, not as clean as the play we previously looked at, but Jason Spriggs is getting a piece of the defensive lineman. Jahri Evans is going to get a piece of Luke Kuechly, and it's enough because Jones is running hard, and now he's by Brian Cox, getting some help from Richard Rodgers downfield, and this time he gained 20 big yards. Hard running behind good blocking never goes out of style, and neither do young players like Aaron Jones. Chances are this might have knocked you out of the playoff chase, not mathematically, but maybe realistically. So how does that hit you?
I'm just going to go to work and keep fighting every day. The season's not over for me, and the rest of the guys are going to see us keep fighting.